Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Texas Blues coming at you from the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com is the website. Jennifer Dantzler is our guest, our new friend, founder and executive director, award-winning founder, multiple award-winning founder and executive director of Including Kids Autism Center. Jennifer is, folks, is doing some great work in the area of helping people with autism. I know you're helping so many families too, Jennifer. Every time you help a person with autism, you help families too. A couple of questions for you. We hear about autism. We hear the term autism. We also hear the term Asperger's. Is there a difference? What is the difference? Does it matter?
So now in the medical world, there's not a difference. The DSM-5, which is the diagnostic manual that the medical world uses, took the Asperger's diagnosis away. So now it's all on the autism spectrum. It depends on who you talk to. So a lot of people who have Asperger's call themselves Aspies. Not everyone, but a lot. And some of them will say, you know, yes, it's part of autism. Some will say, no, it's not. So it's really about your perspective. But in the medical world, it's now just the diagnosis of autism. Asperger's in itself is not recognized as a medical diagnosis.
It's just part of the scale. It's on the spectrum of autism.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. So talk to us about what you're doing. Give us some ideas specifically about what you're doing to help people with autism.
So we started Including Kids 15 years ago. I'm the founder, and it started as a small center serving a few children, young children, doing intensive therapy. And then since then, it's really grown organically. I have a board of directors, and currently at this point, we have full-time programming for children through young adults ages 2 through 30. We have after-school programming, everything from teen social club to, you know, preschoolers play club. We do a ton of free community events where we'll do free Saturday workshops that include childcare. We'll do free parents' night outs. We do a ton of different lunch and learns and community topics. We will go train businesses on how to employ people on the spectrum. We will go train daycares as to how to help a child with autism be successful there.
So that's your outreach, and I commend you. That's just an amazing work. But what about where the rubber meets the road? What about with the person themselves?
For each child, we basically create an individualized treatment plan, and we determine the goals that that child's going to work on with the family. So we have everything from parents who just wish the child could sit down with them for Thanksgiving dinner, and we'll work on that, all the way to we actually have a community skills room where we work on shaping skills to get them to tolerate going to a dentist or get a haircut.
What would you say your percentage of success in taking someone who may be not functioning to get them to where the person sitting next to them in the cubicle might not know they've had autism? Can you transform people that much?
You definitely can transform people that much. We've definitely taken children who came to us with very intense aggression or very limited verbal skills and are now fully included in typical classrooms. We have had children that when they first came to us had the diagnosis, and then, you know, years later when they went back for reevaluation, did not have the label on them. So there are some people that can happen to, but for the others that are more intensely involved, it might be the difference between now the child can stay in the home later as opposed to having to go live somewhere because their behavior got under control, or, you know, they're able to be more functioning.
I've got to ask this question for those knuckleheads out there like me who've been wanting to ask this question. How often do you run into a case where the person doesn't have Asperger's, they're just spoiled rotten?
Well, usually by the time
is that a reasonable question to ask?
It's certainly a reasonable question. There are no silly questions. It is a reasonable question to ask. Usually by the time they've gotten to me, if, you know, what we do is very specific. And so usually parents at that point will have done their research. A doctor at that point will probably have said to them, why don't you go look into some behavioral health, some behavioral training, some support.
So by the time they get to you, you don't have to worry about that much. But isn't that an issue that somebody has to deal with to sort those out? This kid doesn't have a clinical problem. They're just spoiled rotten. And I'm not minimizing autism when I say that. I don't feel that way. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. Well, the thing with autism is that there is more than just behavioral tantrums in the grocery store. Usually it's going to be paired with either some communication challenges, some social skills challenges, even some gross motor challenges. So usually for a parent, if it's truly just we're having a tantrum in the grocery store because we can't get the food we want, you know, they're going to suspect something else if something else is going on too.
Right. Jennifer, this has been great. I can't tell you how much you've helped me, and I know the audience understand a lot of things. And by the way, how cool is it to have a day named for you? How cool is it? The folks in Texas, April 21st is the Jennifer Dantzler Day in the entire state of Texas. Congratulations, Jennifer. Folks, you got to do some cool work to get that done. Hey, Jennifer, will you come back again?
Absolutely, anytime.
Keep us posted on how things are going. We're real proud of you. Including kids, Autism Center, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Dantzler is the founder, doing great work there. And we'll get her back and get her to keep us posted on how things are going. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.